What are you using in terms of amplification on the stage these days?
I have 2 65 deluxes. I usually use just one of them on a gig. That I probably use one deluxe on about 80 to 90% of my gigs. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean on the bigger shows or outdoors, I'll use my concert, my 63 concert. Uh-huh. Or smaller gigs, I may use a black channel.
Is it brown face?
It's black, actually, an early black face. Yes.
Do you mic your amps? Outdoor gigs, obviously.
Well, yeah, outdoors, but I prefer not to. Yeah. On the club, yeah. I want to be loud enough to hear myself, but, only, you know, just want to bring a loud enough amp suitable for the club.
Uh-huh.
And I prefer not to mic my stuff. I don't want to encourage the guitar player to get any louder than me.
Right. 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 Amen.
Yeah.
Are you at the point in your playing that you can always pretty much play what's on your mind, mm-hmm, without having to?
Yeah, unless someone's making me.
Mechanical about you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, unless I'm really trying to play some strange position that I'm not used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, the thought process is that quick.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
How do you get
there? Well, ear training is one thing. I suggest to my students to divide their practice schedule into 3 equal parts. One part is just playing along with records. Just have fun. Get used to your instrument. You know, you should always continue to do that. A second part should be practicing new techniques, new licks, just new stuff, so you can always progress as a player. And the third part should be listening and not playing any harmonica. You know, there's so many things to listen to. You want to train your ear to hear what a good harp sounds like, to hear what tone and phrasing sounds like, to hear the harmonica's role in certain different styles, how the harp interacts with the other musicians in the band in any given style, and to understand what the other instruments' role in any given style are, because if you're going to play with other musicians, you should also know that. So there's a lot of things to train your ear to hear, as well as training your ear to hear these scale degrees, you know, just by ear and to know them. Mm-hmm. You know,
so, like ear training software might be.
Yeah, I guess so. I
mean,
know
something that you can listen to your scale degrees.
Yeah,
scale,
when I right. Yeah, actually, I recently downloaded something on my computer that kind of does that. I remember doing that, though, when I first started playing harp, and I had a friend who played piano, and he would just play different intervals, and we would just do that for a couple hours and just jam. But that goes a long way. Knowing what you're hearing by ear goes a long way in being able to do what you want to do. I mean, if you know what you're hearing musically, and you know where everything is on your instrument, basically, there are no limits, except for what you want to do, what you want to limit yourself to do. I'm sorry?
You got to get your technique.
Well, yeah, practice helps. Yeah. but you should definitely do some ear training. That goes a long way. And most of us are already doing ear training without really working at it. It's just a matter of, you know, progressing with the ear training as you're progressing with any other thing you're practicing, any other technique.
And that speeds up the process of putting out what you hear.
Oh, yeah. That's a big part of it. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, knowing what you hear, recognizing what you hear on records or with other musicians is going to translate the same way as recognizing what you hear in your head. Okay. Yeah, so for sure. Pretty much the same thing. And I mean, that was a big part with just me teaching myself about music, just kind of training what I heard and figuring out what sounds I liked, and I didn't even know what they were, so I kind of wrote out this chart to figure it all out. Yeah. Do you find that interesting, Joe?
Yes, I do.
Do you play other instruments?
Not well. I play a little saxophone, but not much. Not much. I did pick up a nice vintage horn recently, so I'm having that overhauled.
What did you get?
I got a 49 Buescher Big B Aristocrat tenor, yeah. Maybe soon I'll be okay on it. But I'm already thinking in terms of the scale degrees and figuring out the stuff because it applies to any instrument.
So you mean to tell me you weren't born
with disability? I'm sorry?
You weren't born with disability?
That's a tough yeah, thank you.
Did you get any major help from anybody?
Joe.
I mean,
you know, no, I've always been into music. I mean, I recall always thinking musically, even as a kid. You know, I remember...
Harmonica was your first instrument?
Well, I did play guitar, but very poorly. And I gave it up after a year or two. And an uncle in the family who played a little banjo, a little guitar, a little harmonica, asked me if I... wanted one, or I always thought, you know, it was a cool sound. I said sure, whatever. And you know, after a few months, it kind of clicked. But I always remember being musical and thinking musically, making up melodies in my head. Even at a young age, I remember doing that. I just think most musicians are like that.
Did you have any formal musical training?
None. No. And basically, what's on that sheet is most of my musical training. Unfortunately, yeah.
So you don't read music?
I don't. I used to read a little and write a little, and I do it very poorly. I really have to think about it when I do it. So I tend to not really do that much anymore. Now I let my wife do it, who's gotten much better at it than me. So actually, and we will work on songs together. Since she plays piano, she actually will write some stuff, maybe not even blues based, and I'll help her come up with the arrangements and some of the changes and even horn lines for it, just based on what I know.